Welcome to the Mastery Matrix podcast. I am your host, Kyrie, and on this side of the podcast world, we geek out on human potential and transformation. You know, how to disrupt ourselves, elevate to mastery, and build our mind, body, spirit, and systems for greatness. I hope you're ready, guys, because I am. Let's go.
All right, I am such a nerd, y'all. I am so excited about today's episode because we are talking about how to engineer your environment so that you can drive the behavior that will get you the results that you want. Now, I know for a lot of people, they're so focused on the steps and the things to do, right? More doing to get to the results. And what I have found over the many years of going after goals, I am definitely goal-driven. I'm definitely vision-driven. Like, I like to picture something and go after it and get it. And I'm the type to, has that fault sometimes of not taking the time to enjoy before moving to the next thing, right? But what that can tell you is that I love hitting goals. I love picturing something and seeing it brought to fruition, seeing the end result and reaping the benefit of it for myself, for other people. And I love to help people do the same. And what I have definitely learned from my personal experience and coaching so many people over the years is that it is definitely not, it is definitely not the doing that drives your results. Yes, you have to do some doing. Yes, you have to take action 100%. People will also tell you your mindset is super important, 100%. I totally agree with that. Mindset before mechanics. Mindset will drive the way that you see things, the way that you believe, and then your confidence in what you have to do, and the way that you see the world and your paradigms, etc., will 100% impact your results. But another really, really important aspect that I find that not enough people talk about or even realize is that your environment, what surrounds you, is going to be so important in making it easy or hard for you to get to the results. Now, you've heard people talking about, your physical environment, but the people that surround you, how that is important. Yes, that is not really what I'm talking about today. What I'm talking about today is literally setting up your physical environment so that you can get to where you want to get to. And I'm going to give you quite a few examples. The reason why this is super important to me is that at the end of the day, we only have 24 hours a day. All of us only have 24 hours a day, right? Now, yes, some of us have more responsibilities than others, et cetera, but it's still 24 hours for everybody. My goal is to squeeze as much as I can from these 24 hours because they're amazing. Life is phenomenal. And I want to have the time to do the fun stuff for myself. I want to have the time to be with my family and to explore and to discover all of the amazing things that are here, right? And to serve and to do the work that I want to do and that I love, etc. Like, I want to be able to do all of that. And so in order to do that, I have to be very efficient with how I use my time, right? Now, am I the best, ultimate best at doing this? No, I think everyone has, their own work to do in terms of optimizing. But I can definitely say that for the stuff that is most important to me, I have been very fortunate to learn over time. And I think part of it is also from my project management background, how to optimize things to get to where you want to be. All right, so let's dive into that. What does that look like? So the first thing that you need to know if you want to engineer anything anyway is, like, what is the end result? What are we trying to do here? So your goals are so important in order to identify even what to change in your physical environment. And I find that many, 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 many people that I talk to, their goals are not front of mind enough. And I keep saying this, and I'm going to repeat it probably till my last day. For most of us, and for you listening right now, I can say with a lot of certainty that probably 80 to 90% of you don't have your goals front of mind every day. And so what that does is that we get lost in the day-to-day stuff and the noise. And the other people who have a plan, we got lost in their plan as well, right? So I want to take advantage of this episode to bring you back to your vision. What is it that you're trying to achieve? What is important to you right now? When you look at the next 90 days, the next year, the next 5 years, like where are you looking to get to? And what is that going to look like? And prioritize over the next 90 days, what are you going to focus on, right? Or this year, what are you going to focus on optimizing? Okay. For me, I have these different periods where health is back at the forefront, right? Like I am definitely very health focused. I love to train. I love to take care of my body because I've had, you know, health issues in the past, and I've been very sick for a very long time in my life. Now that I'm in a really good health state and shape, I want to optimize this, right? And I want to be in really good shape until I'm like 80, 90, 100 years old. That's the goal. And so in order to do that, which takes me to my second element, I need to know what habits to create and to cultivate in order to get to the result, right? So I'm going to give you some examples for the health, just because that's definitely one thing that I have been very focused on over the past, I would say probably 90 to 120 days. I've been very, very focused in taking it to a whole other level, right? And I'll give you examples on that. But the same would apply in your business, for example. This is another thing that I'm doing right now, is getting to a place where I can create a lot of content very easily, where it's fun, it's not draining, and where it's very easy for me to go from idea to outputting the idea in terms of content very, very easily, especially video. Right. So if that is a goal and I have a specific number of pieces of content that I want to create, for example, over the next 90 days, then what is a habit that I need to cultivate? Of course, recording videos, right? Like on a regular basis. Now, third thing you want to think about then is then, well, how can I alter my environment to make it easy for me to have that habit? Right. And I'm literally talking about your physical environment here. Like, how can you change things around you and how you work and what you do from the moment you wake up until the moment you go to bed? How do you change things around you so that taking that action is so easy? The more you can remove the frictions between what you have to do and, you know, your current state, like removing all of the thinking and switching things around, like the more you can remove those little frictions that seem like they're nothing, but they're literally the reason why people don't stick to habits and people don't execute on stuff. The more you can remove that, the easier it's going to be for you. All right. I'll give you some examples in terms of, for example, health, right? So the way that I take care of my health is probably very different from how most people will do it. Okay. Now, of course, I have the basics. I go to the gym and I work out 5 to 6 days a week. That's a given. And if I include walking, that's probably, you know, the cardio and stuff, that's probably like 7 days a week. And I had to, over the years, remove everything that would stop me from hitting my workout, for example, for the day, or getting my steps in. Constantly thinking about, okay, today, for whatever reason, I am not able to do my workout. What was the reason? What happened here? Oh, and this is what happened to me a few years ago, guys. One day I wanted to work out and I realized like the top versus leggings that I had did not match. And that bothers me. Like, I like to look good for myself when I'm working out, right? And a lot of my workouts were at home anyway, but I like it to match. It bothers me when it does not. And so what did I do many years ago? I just switched all of my gear to black. When you see me now, whether you see me at the gym on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, everything I wear is black, including my shoes. Why? Because I do not want to have that, to make that decision of, oh, what am I going to wear? Where is the top that goes with this, with these leggings? Where are the socks, that the shoes? I don't want to think about that, right? Because that is friction. And so how did I remove that? Every single freaking thing that I wear at the gym, from the bag to the shoes to the socks to the top to the leggings to the gloves, everything is black. That's it. It's black, right? And it makes it so easy. When I go to bed at night, I take out my stuff for the morning, because what I do is, as soon as I wake up, I meditate. I wake up, I hit the bathroom real quick, wash my face, etc., sit down, I meditate, and then I put my sports gear on and I'm out, right? Like that's what I do. Whether I work out at home or I go to the gym, it's the first thing that I do in the morning. And it's so easy to just take one pair of socks, one pair of leggings, one top, put them on the chair, and I know that it's going to match no matter what. That is zero friction. Okay. Now, if you want to go further, some people will go to bed and sleep with their sports stuff. I don't do that. I don't do that. I like to change in the morning into whatever I'm going to do. So that is one decision one thing that I changed in my physical environment to make it easy, right? Another thing that I did to make it very easy is installing a gym at home, right? Some days are crazy. I don't have the time to go and hit the gym, although that is my favorite way to work out. I like to be around other people who are suffering just as I am, right? So what I did is just set up a gym at home. Now, it doesn't have to be fancy. It used to be very, very simple before. Now it's a little bit more stuff, right? Like from the bench to all of the stuff that I need, which is awesome. Because then what happens is that if my day is going to be super busy, instead of moving my workout, I just stay home and I just saved right there like 30 minutes, right? Between going to the gym and coming back and all of that stuff, it's probably 30 to 45 minutes. I just saved all of that time by waking up, opening the door to my bedroom and hitting my gym at home. Okay. Other things like having a treadmill at home and all of that to make the steps and all of the things that I want to do in terms of my health and my workout easy. My vitamins, in a spot that I see every single day. Ever since I changed just that little thing, instead of having it in a cupboard in the bathroom or whatever, it is just right where I put my sports gear. So in the morning, I get dressed. The same place is a bottle of water and my vitamins. Does this make sense? Because I know that when I wake up, I'm going to hit the gym anyway. I'm going to go and work out anyway. So I'm going to get dressed. And those clothes are in the vitamins, the water are all in the same spot. My gym bag is always done. The stuff is already in there all the time that I need. I will rotate as I wash things, but it's already in there. And I have, you know, an extra set of gloves, etc. So that as I'm washing something, I have something else. Does that make sense? So it's like simplifying the whole process so I don't have to think about it. And funny thing is, ever since I set up a gym at home right in front of my office, right where I work, and my brother who was here visiting in January, he spent 2-3 weeks here at home. By the time he was done with his vacation and going back home, I looked at him one day and I was like, dude, you've gained muscle. What the heck? He's like, it's so amazing. Like just the fact that the weights are right in front of the office door. I see them all the time. And so even when I have like 2 minutes or I'm in a meeting, I'm just going to grab the weights and just start lifting. Right. And within like 3 weeks, the guy gained like biceps and triceps and all of that stuff. It was crazy. My husband too, whenever he visits, because he's, you know, back and forth between Canada and here, every time he walks past the office, I'll see him just sit down on the bench and do some lifts. It's the environment that was engineered to create a specific behavior. All right. So think about what your goal is that you're working on, whether it's health or it is your relationships or it is something at work. And I'll give you, for example, the example of setting up my office in order to be able to create video content, because I want that. And I've been talking about this for like a couple of years, but the thing that I never did was create the environment that is going to make that easy, just like I did with so many other things, right? So that is now a priority. And I'm actually receiving the stuff that I ordered very quickly, very, very soon, in a matter of a couple of days. And how I thought about this was like, I want to be able to create a ton of content very easily. And so how do I do that? I need to have a setup that does not move. I need to have a setup that I hit one button and it's ready to record. And I don't have to plug cables and unplug cables and move the stuff and arrange the decor. And that cannot happen, right? That is friction. So in order to create the result that I'm looking for, I need to engineer the environment so that it is conducive to the action I need to take and without friction. So that is what's happening right now behind the scenes, right? It's like me setting up the studio that does not, where the gear and stuff does not move, and doing it in a simple fashion. Now, I know some people have more space, some people have less space, etc. But this was key for me, right? It's identifying based on the space that I have. And it's my office. It's not a huge room. It's a pretty small room. But how do I set myself up so that everything I need is right where it needs to be? It does not move. And I will get it to a point where I just need to say Google record or Alexa record or whatever and be ready to record content. That is the goal. That is engineering my environment so that content creation becomes very, very easy. If I need to be thinking about what I'm going to wear, and if I need to be thinking about, you know, moving the decor and resetting things in the background and moving the plant over there every time I need to record, I'm never going to do it, which has been something that I've been working on, right? It was just complicated because every time it needed so much stuff to be done before getting to the actual action that mattered. Okay. So think about what that needs to look like and what your goals are, what you need to make happen right now. And is your physical environment set up to help you make those, take those actions very easily? And if you need to do X, Y, and Z before you actually get to what you need to do, it's too complicated. And it's probably the reason why, one of the reasons at least, why you're not seeing the results you're looking for fast enough. Okay. So go to the drawing board, take a couple of days even, and think about what is it that really matters to me right now to make happen. Okay. What are the habits that need to be put in place in order for me to get there? Because everything that you want is on the other side of some type of habit change 100% of the time. Okay. And so what does that need to look like? How do you create that transformation? What does that habit need to look like? What is it that you need to do on a regular basis until you get to your goals? And then once you have that idea, once you know what that habit is, how can you change your environment to make things easier, right? And as I said, think here about the physical environment. Yes, there are other environments like who you talk to, who you surround yourself with, etc. Even your time, how you manage your time, that is a different type of environment. It's a different dimension of what we're talking about. But what I'm talking about here is your physical dimension and this, like how your house is set up, how your office is set up. How do you flow from one thing to the next? And how do you make it so that that flow is super easy with as little friction as possible? All right. So I hope this gave you a lot of food for thought. It is definitely the way that I use to optimize things around me whenever, especially when I've been trying to get to a specific result and I find myself always like in front of a new obstacle, right? And I gave you the example of the workouts. Oh, I want to go, but it's raining and X, Y, and Z. Or I want to go, but I'm realizing that the stuff that I have to wear does not match. I know it sounds very stupid and it is probably, but that is literally the stuff that in my mind used to stop me sometimes or make it or delay my workout, right? And I was like, who has time for this? Nobody, and definitely not me. And just switched everything to black. And I have been happy ever since. So what can you do to change your physical environment so that you get to your goals faster? I want to hear. I want to know what that is for you. So definitely reach out to me. I'm Kyrie Var everywhere. And please share this episode with somebody that you feel it will help. It will mean so, so, so much to me. All right. Love you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
There you have it. If you got any insight from today's show, guys, please make sure that you leave a review and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. That would mean a lot to me. Also, the conversation continues, and I want you to connect with me on IG or Facebook at Kyrie Var. Now, this information is in the show notes, so you can grab it in there and message me with your biggest takeaway from today's show. All right, so thanks again so much for being here with me today. I will see you very soon.